Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Janelle Shane, an optics research scientist and creator of the AI Weirdness blog. Wrote You Look Like a Thing, and I Love You as a popular science introduction to artificial intelligence and machine learning. The book explains how contemporary AI systems learn from data, optimize toward goals, and produce results that can appear clever, absurd, biased, or dangerously literal. Rather than presenting AI as magical intelligence or imminent superhuman threat, Shane emphasizes its narrowness, dependence on training examples, and tendency to exploit unintended loopholes. Her examples include neural networks that generate pickup lines, paint colors, recipes, jokes, and fan fiction. Alongside more serious discussions of self-driving cars, medical systems, hiring tools, and online moderation, the purpose is not to teach advanced mathematics or programming, but to give general readers a practical mental model for understanding what AI can do, why it fails, and how to interpret claims about algorithmic capability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI appears smart only inside narrow and carefully defined tasks. A central argument of the book is that current AI is not general intelligence in the human sense. Shane repeatedly contrasts science fiction images of flexible, self-aware machines with real machine learning systems that perform well only when a task is narrow, data-rich, and clearly scored. This distinction matters because many public fears and marketing claims depend on treating all AI performance as evidence of broad understanding. In Shane's account, an image classifier, recommendation model, or text generator is not reasoning about the world as a person would. It is mapping patterns in examples to outputs according to statistical associations or reward signals. The result can look intelligent when the test situation resembles the training environment, but it can collapse when context changes. This is why Shane often describes AI as strangely competent and deeply clueless at the same time. It can optimize a visible target while missing the human purpose behind that target. The book uses this gap to reframe AI risk. The most immediate danger is not that machines are too wise or autonomous, but that people deploy systems whose apparent competence masks brittle understanding. By explaining this limitation clearly, Shane gives readers a way to separate genuine technical progress from overextended interpretation. Secondly, machine learning is explained through experiments with generative weirdness. Shane makes machine learning concrete by using playful experiments that reveal how algorithms learn. Neural networks that invent pickup lines, name paint colors, write recipes, or generate bizarre Halloween costumes are not included only for comic relief. They function as diagnostic examples, showing how models infer surface patterns from training data without grasping meaning. A recurrent neural network can learn the rhythm of a sentence while producing semantic nonsense. A Markov chain can mimic local word transitions while lacking long-range structure. A generative adversarial network can improve by pitting a generator against a discriminator, but still create outputs with strange artifacts. Genetic algorithms and reinforcement learning show another pattern systems improve by selection or reward, but the definition of success must be carefully chosen. By presenting these methods through visible failures, the book avoids treating algorithms as sealed black boxes. Readers see that different techniques have different learning mechanisms, strengths, and failure modes. The humor lowers the barrier to entry, but the conceptual lesson is serious. Observing weird outputs is a way to infer what a model has actually learned, especially when its internal representations are difficult to inspect. The experiments make technical ideas memorable without requiring formulas. Thirdly, shortcuts, overfitting, and class imbalance expose the weakness of training data. One of the book's most practical contributions is its explanation of how AI systems discover unintended shortcuts. Shane shows that a model trained to recognize an object, predict a risk, or classify a rare condition may succeed in training by using cues that do not match the intended concept. If background patterns correlate with the label, the model may learn the background rather than the subject. If a rare event appears in only a tiny fraction of examples, a system can achieve high apparent accuracy by predicting the common case almost every time. This is the problem of class imbalance. And it is especially important in domains such as medical screening or fraud detection, where the important cases may be uncommon. Overfitting creates another failure mode. A system performs well on familiar data, but generalizes poorly to new situations. Shane treats these problems as structural rather than accidental. Machine learning systems are designed to find correlations that help them optimize a target, not to verify that those correlations are causally meaningful or socially appropriate. This makes data preparation, testing, and domain knowledge essential. The book helps readers understand why a high accuracy claim can be misleading unless they know what data was used, how it was balanced, and whether the model was tested outside its comfort zone. Fourthly, bias and misaligned goals turn algorithmic mistakes into social consequences. Shane connects technical limitations to ethical and practical consequences by showing that AI systems inherit the structure of the data and goals humans give them. When training examples reflect biased human behavior, the system can reproduce or amplify those patterns without any explicit instruction to discriminate. A model trained on past decisions in hiring, policing, lending, or content ranking may learn to predict what people did before, not what would be fair or accurate. This distinction is crucial. Many algorithms produce predictions, but their outputs are often treated as recommendations or judgments. Shane also examines goal misalignment, where a system follows the measurable objective while violating the broader human intention. Because AI takes the path of least resistance to its programmed goal, reward design can create perverse outcomes. The issue is not malice, but literal optimization without context. This makes human responsibility central. Developers, companies, and institutions cannot excuse harmful outcomes by saying the algorithm found them independently. The choice of data, labels, objectives, deployment setting, and oversight all shape what the system does. The book, therefore, positions AI ethics as a technical design problem and a governance problem at once. Understanding how failure emerges is the first step toward using AI with restraint. Lastly, the book teaches skeptical evaluation of AI claims without rejecting the technology. Shane's tone is humorous, but her stance toward AI is neither alarmist nor dismissive. She treats machine learning as powerful for specific uses, while encouraging readers to question broad claims of intelligence, reliability, and autonomy. A recurring practical lesson is that the reader should ask what problem the AI is actually solving, what data it learned from, how success was measured, and whether the system has been tested in the situation where it will be used. These questions matter because AI marketing often describes outputs in human terms, such as understanding, deciding, or detecting, when the model may only be matching patterns under limited conditions. Shane also shows why demonstrations can be deceptive, and AI may perform impressively when examples are curated, but fail on edge cases, unusual inputs, or adversarial situations. The book, therefore, builds AI literacy as a form of consumer and civic judgment. It does not require readers to become engineers, but it helps them recognize when a claim depends on vague language, insufficient evidence, or unrealistic assumptions. This balanced skepticism is one reason the book remains useful, even as specific technologies evolve. Its deeper value lies in teaching how to reason about AI systems as tools with constraints rather than personalities with intentions. In conclusion, You Look Like a Thing and I Love You is best suited to general readers, students, educators, managers, journalists, and policy-minded readers who want to understand artificial intelligence without beginning with calculus or code. It is also useful for technically curious readers who know the vocabulary of machine learning but want clearer intuition about why systems behave unpredictably. The practical benefit is a stronger ability to assess AI products, headlines, and institutional uses. Readers learn to ask about training data, targets, testing conditions, bias, shortcuts, and failure modes. The intellectual benefit is a more accurate mental model of machine intelligence as narrow optimization rather than human-like comprehension. Compared with many books on AI, Shane's work stands out because it teaches through failure. Instead of leading with futuristic speculation or abstract theory, it uses absurd model outputs to expose real mechanisms. The jokes are not decoration. They make visible the gap between pattern matching and understanding. The book is less appropriate for readers seeking advanced technical depth, current model architecture details, or a comprehensive history of AI research. Its strength is different. It gives non-specialists a durable framework for interpreting the technology with caution, curiosity, and proportion. In a field crowded with hype and fear, its distinctive contribution is making AI less mysterious without making it seem simple. If you would like to support Janelle Shane, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.